that you hide. Welcome to Section 31, episode number 124. I am Dan Hammond.
And I'm Rogue Schindler.
This week we're going to catch up on everything that's happened in the world, starting with a local tournament. That you weren't here for.
I was not here for, unfortunately. We had a Wednesday tournament that I was kind of here for. But then I was...
kind of?
Well, I... You know, I'm so spoiled living where I live that I forget that there's traffic that exists in places that aren't where I'm going. And I had this coupon for a lot of free food that it was actually Groupon, so I'd already paid for it. And I was like, ah, crap, this expires today. Take off a little early. I can zip over there, pick it up, and then I'll come back to the tournament. Except that getting there was fine. Coming back was not. I had to go past the tournament and then come back. And the direction coming back is traffic-tastic.
Commute traffic?
Yeah. Really bad commute traffic. So luckily Charlie was there. There was five people I was not expecting. I thought we were barely going to have four. There were six people total. So Charlie got the other four playing. And we sat down and had a fun game. But we were just going to try and get it in, you know, in 35 minutes or whatever. And then I realized I know it only happened the one time, but I had to say I pulled the Dan and forgot to put chips in my deck. And being a ship battle deck, kind of important.
Yeah, I could see that.
So I had to go through my trade binder and, you know, each time I played some, it's like, okay, all of the Romulan ships are these, and all of the Cardassian ships are these, and these couple of Ferengi ships are actually the Ferengi ships. So I did not get to try out the Ferengi maneuver stuff like I thought I was going to. But it was still entertaining doing the Ferengi shuffle.
Who ended up winning the tournament?
TK won the day. He eked out a last round. I think he had a modified win in his last round against our newcomer, Nate, who recently moved to the area. Nate had gone 2-0 as well, but just couldn't stand up to TK's TOS deck. Although apparently that was not the case this weekend.
Well, I talked to more than one person at the tournament this Saturday and said, yeah, TK is playing the same deck, and I added a bunch of stuff to beat it. So it looks like he went 1-2 on the day. There. We had same thing. We had five people at the start of the tournament director not being one of those people. So Charlie ran the show. And
wow, that's a recurring theme.
Yeah, well, you had traffic. I had... My car was in the shop getting its normal checkup, and it went longer than expected. So
that sucks.
Charlie was there on hand to start things up, and he sat and watched, and I showed up most of the way through the second of three rounds.
Oh,
so we chatted for a bit, and then we both jumped in for the last round. So seeing how we had zero victory points, we were playing each other, and I want to say that Matt, if he would have won his game, he would have won. It was all down to Matt, Nathan, and TV. Whoever won the tournament. And
wow,
I think TV narrowly defeated Matt, and Nathan narrowly lost to TK. So it was going to fall into place for someone. It fell into place for TV. It looked like he was playing a mere Starfleet deck, and with 10 victory points, that's got to be 2 modified wins and a full win. Is that right?
3, 6, 10.
So he beat TK and Nate modified, and then beat Matt for the full win. Interesting day. I finally got to play at the deck that I built to bring to the last tournament. So I played one game, and it will retire undefeated. You know, back when I think it was Strange New Worlds came out, and Eric Sung, the Protect Your Genetically Enhanced People card.
Yeah. We're Mutants?
Yeah. Yeah, I really wanted to use that, but I couldn't do it. I was playing a non-aligned only genetically enhanced deck.
Oh, wow.
So I wasn't using the Jackpack, which means... And We're Mutants says you have to command, like, 3 feds to play it.
Oh.
But still, there were a lot of people. There's just a ton of people I played with. Well, I'll post the deck shortly. It never lost in any of the test games either. It just had lots of high 7 and 8 cunning people solving pretty easy missions. I played with the new Cybok and the new Enterprise, so I had plenty of bonus points to spend. In fact, I had too many bonus points. I had all 35-point missions because I was afraid of that dilemma, insurrection, and for the most part, you know, I need 4 or 5 guys to solve the 35-pointers if they're all cunning 8, so it didn't matter anyway. And between that and bonus points on the Enterprise, I was in no worry of hitting both causal time travel. What is that?
Causal recursion.
Causal recursion, yeah. Or Phoenix. I was good to go. I had 120 points when I solved the last mission. I should have added one more bonus point thing in there, and I could have just solved 2. It was good. I had a good time. Charlie was playing TNG with every Enterprise. He didn't get them all out.
But, oh, nice.
It was a good afternoon. Then we played Tribbles, and I don't even know who won. I haven't entered the results yet. So I apologize to that person. Oh, I hope I didn't throw it away. Nope, somewhere. Anyway, it was a good afternoon. I showed up late, but we still had a good time.
Well, I had a 1E game today to squeeze in because I forgot over the weekend. I was out of town and then sick, and but I was able to sneak in our game, my game with Ben Hosp, and wouldn't you know it, he was playing Romulan. I guess. I shouldn't say that because there's going to be one more round, but
yeah,
I don't know that you can really change your deck at this point. And you could see it right away. And so, yeah, I had to completely turn around and do the opposite. I'm glad you told me about how to...
Yeah, there's a plan B. It's not a good plan
shift
B, but there's
gears
plan B.
And go to plan B, and I did. I went to plan B and was able to snake it out.
Nice.
The hard way, although it was a close game. And a lot of fun. Good close game against Ben.
So... You've been playing this deck for the fourth round?
Yeah. No, that was the third round.
The third round. Do you think you have a handle on it?
I did not have to refer to my notes beforehand this time.
Very good.
To remember how to play. So I'm kind of getting the hang of it, I think. I occasionally forget which cards do what things. I know I have all those cards out, and I know I can do all those things. But when he says, wait, how are you doing that? I kind of go, yeah, exactly. I don't know. And, like, I learned a couple, you know, every time I play, I learned a couple more things. Like, I was all excited because I had that stasis drone, which I was like,
yes.
I hadn't used before. So I flew over to the mission where the whale probe was, and I was like, ha, none of my guys are in stasis because I've got this drone. I'll beam down. He's like, well, you can't beam down. It's like, whale probe. It's like, I'm not in stasis. He's like, your ship is in stasis. Like, but I don't want to use my ship. I just want to beam down. It's like, well, unless you have individual personal transporters, your people cannot beam down without your ship being in stasis while your ship is in stasis.
So you needed to have one. A Borg version of one is what you need.
Yeah.
So you can beam himself, right?
And all of them.
Yeah.
Need to have that.
Assimilate a Kazon ship and take it with you.
But, you know, it was still good, you know, and I used the cunning drone for the first time, and it's like, oh no, he adds to the total. He doesn't add to the individual, so people died, and the skill sharing, I learned how to properly use the skill sharing drone where everybody has the highest level of the highest skill. It's not like everybody has all the skills.
Right.
Which I kind of mentally shorthanded as. So I was like, okay, well, if I have three guys with computer skill and everybody has everybody else's skills, then my one guy has three computer skill, right? So I can get past that requires three computer skill dilemma.
Not as such.
No, not so much. But everybody does have computer skill, so
yeah,
it's not like I'm short much computer skill. Anyway, learning. Every game I learn a little more.
Cool. Well, then perhaps your perspective has changed on this this anniversary set that's coming up for First Contact. So I'm guessing there's going to be a few gray cards in there, right?
I would certainly assume so.
Whereas, 2 months ago you would have been like, "What's the good half of this?" But now,
yeah,
you might be interested in everything.
Both of them, yeah.
Very good. Well, we unfortunately do not have any information on that. Our agents are remarkably behind and disappointingly so. However, I'm looking forward to it.
Vlogging.
I like to play both sides of that coin.
Indeed.
In fact, those are the two decks that I brought to Gen Con, two 1E decks. I brought an Enterprise E deck and I brought a Vork deck.
I still have not got to play those as much as I enjoyed reviewing those when they came out. I would. I need to play that. The next 1E chance we get.
Yeah, I remember Donati's deck that he did pretty well with did something that I wasn't expecting, which was like androids to add in for an extra card play, and they just keep bouncing back, and they're really strong.
Yeah,
good stuff. So very good. What else have we got to talk about?
Well, round two or year two or. Whatever you want to call it, session two of Make It So has begun. It is underway. They've answered their first challenge, and voting is available now. In fact, I believe if we post this week, then voting will still be available through Sunday, the 9th. So you can still, if you haven't gone and looked, the challenge is kind of right up my. My alley as far as preferred themes, in that they were assigned a mirror universe theme to come up with a cycle of mirror universe cards, and it was a vertical cycle rather than a horizontal cycle, which there's a nice little article that explains that. If you are not aware, a horizontal cycle is like the bicycles. Where they do the same thing but for different affiliations, all the same card type, a bunch of events. A vertical cycle is a cycle of different card types, in this case, that still hold the same either thematic or either mechanical or story theme, in this case, story, which is Mirror Universe.
I completely read that wrong and skimmed over the instructions. So
really?
I was very disappointed when I looked at these and they did not all have some type of... Well, okay. Yeah. I mean, I clearly read that wrong. And I started reading which ones. I think it was the gamma teams. And they're like, willing to betray, kill one of your AU people, awesome. Terror must be maintained, kill one of your AU people, awesome. Kill one of your product Twisted Universe, that's awesome, you kill somebody. And then it was like, well, there's no killing on that one, and you can't kill anybody there. And I was very disappointed, because they started out so strong. But then I realized that that was not the challenge.
Yeah, no, that they seem to have that, I think both teams a little bit had that self-imposed mechanical theme as well as the story theme, which is kind of self-limiting a little bit, but at least in Team Gamma's case, I thought was a cool idea. Certainly, the killing of your your Mirror Universe people, because that was that's how you accomplish anything in the Mirror Universe. You kill the person next to you, or you kill the person behind you, or up
really
above you or under you. I'm going to kill this underling to prove a point. I'm going to kill my superior so I can take his job.
Mm-hmm.
I was a little disappointed that they focused solely on the TOS.
I thought it was interesting that they did pretty much just TOS and the other team did just it's like mostly just Enterprise. So theoretically, there's no overlap. All 12 of these could go in a set.
That is true. And you know, with such a small cycle, I can see why they decided to pick one and go for it. I was just disappointed that neither of them were really DS9. However, sure. The Delta team did, you know, while the story is pretty obviously Starfleet Enterprise themed, most of the cards are not specific.
Right.
With the exception
they don't use the TOS icon like, you know, the other ones do. Or, you know, I guess in this case it would be Enterprise Mirror. They're just Mirror.
Yeah.
So that, I wonder how many of these you could use with the Battle Enterprise guys.
Treachery. Oh, yeah. Definitely most of the Delta.
Yeah.
Probably not the race one, the species. I suppose if you remove three humans, you could get Data.
Data, yeah. Put them on your headquarters mission for free.
Ooh, that'd be pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Although I was a little disappointed that Alien Sabotage, even like the way it's set up and the story and everything, just is perfectly set up, and then it's randomly selected personnel to be stopped for each card that was removed this way. And it's so obvious. Why is it not each species? No,
sure.
These aliens gave their lives to sabotage this so that we could take you guys out.
Mm-hmm.
I really thought, especially for a three coster, I think if it were aliens, I think that would be good. Or, you know, species. Any three people removed from the game, that's kind of, I don't know, I think that might be a little undercosted for potentially stopping three guys. But that was my one nitpick. I was like, I saw the story opportunity right there, and I was like, oh, that would have been so cool. In general, though, lots of fun. I didn't see anything, like, terribly broken right away, and I think they all had cool ideas.
Yeah, as you say, I read through, oh, that's neat, that's interesting, I can find a place for that in a deck. I don't play a lot of Mirror, unfortunately, so this really isn't the challenge for me. It's just not really inspiring to me because I play a lot of Mirror decks. So you know, it's, yeah. It make it a something I do play, and I'd be all over it. But so I'm looking at these and thinking, okay, I could play that, but I'd have to remember how to build a Mirror deck. So let's go on to the next card. Oh, yeah, this was the same problem. Yeah.
I thought Summon the Future was a good, solid, multi-theme deck because it's got the sort of discard cards theme from the Mirror Defiant, where you can discard to make it cheaper. But it's also, works with the Starfleet because you don't want to keep any cards in your hand.
Hmm. Yeah. That's kind of a. The way that works, right? It's two costs. You can only play one of them. You could discard cards to make things cost minus one. That's the exact kind of card that sits in the back of my mind that makes me think, how is this ever going to be worth the investment? Because I've got to pay a counter to draw those cards. Now, if you've got a lot of duplicates in your deck, sure. But I'd have to. It's something that I would end up playing in, you know, a dozen decks, and then at the end trying to think, okay, now in all of that, how did the math work out? Was it helpful, or would I would rather just play Optimism and just draw other cards, or, you know, just put it, you know, do something else? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I could see where you come from, but if you're, I suppose Optimism, you could throw them back under, but.
Or pitch him for a card draw. It's going to be a counter either way, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm guessing that with this, you're pitching cards you have in your hand because you already have them in play? Question mark?
Or pitching cards that you have in your hand because you don't want to have them in your hand when you go attempt missions with Mirror Starfleet.
Yeah. But again, better in your discard pile or better under your deck? You know.
I suppose it depends on, I mean, what they are and where you want them.
True enough. If you wanted aliens in your discard pile, then there you go.
And, you know, if you have to throw them back under, you can draw them again, which isn't bad. I mean, you could almost do both. But, you know, you're not getting anything for those counters that you spent drawing those cards.
Sure.
Whereas if you draw three cards and they're not anything you want to hang off, you could ditch those and play something. And you're basically getting those counters back to play on something else.
And see, that's funny because I looked at this and I think, well, man, how am I going to use this in a battle enterprise deck? How am I going to use this in a mirror TOS deck? How am I going to use this DS9 deck? No, it's actually for the Starfleet. I get it now.
Yeah.
Rewind to the part where I said I don't play a lot of mirror decks. Did you get to see any of the other teams' entry?
Oh, was there a third team?
Yeah, the Team Omega.
Team Omega.
Yeah.
I will have to look at that right now.
I thought they were interesting. It's a lot more...
Where do I see that?
Oh, it was posted to the Make It So boards under MIS1 Team Omega entry. It was posted, I think, on Saturday? Day early? Nope, it was posted on Sunday, but around 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock. So it was just down a few from Charlie's post about here's where to find the things. There was an ISS Constitution that I kind of thought was interesting. Not quite the naming convention that we've seen followed, because ISS Enterprise was from Enterprise era,
right?
Whereas it's a very 1E kind of ISS Constitution was the 1E designation. Whereas I guess if you go by Starship Defiant, the mirror starships would be Starship X instead of so Starship Constitution instead of ISS, but still. You know, whatever. I mean, it's untread ground. So, make it up as you go, I guess.
Sure. Yeah, I'm looking at it now. My immediate reaction is looking at half of these and going, oh, yeah, that's a 1E card, and that's a 1E card, and that's a 1E card.
Yeah. I like the mission. I like the story on the mission. From... reading the logs and things, just pull the line and make a mission out of it.
Yeah,
that's kind of cool.
Handle Vega colonists. That's hilarious.
And I like Imperial Occupation as a title. It was a Star Wars card, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, good call.
Special edition. Wow, that's pretty cool. Add your weapons to your strength at that mission. It's like that 1E Klingon ship.
Yeah.
Kang's ship. I really like Davis the assassin. I think that's really cool. While you command a mirror personnel, you may play this guy at cost plus 5 and place a commander that player owns in his or her discard pile.
I think that's funny because, you know, there's in the TOS era, none of the captains are listed, right? Because mirror TOS Kirk doesn't have a ship.
Right.
So no commanders to worry about. That's kind of cool. Yeah. I don't know. Anyway, voting's open, so there you go. Don't forget to vote because I don't want the judges to have all the power.
Indeed, I have voted.
Until, you know, they bring us in as judges.
All right, well, I don't know, did you have anything else? I think that's about...
It's a light show this week. I know you're not feeling well.
I
came back from vacation. Did you get con ick or something?
You know, kind of. I got Vegas ick.
Oh, that could be worse.
Which could be work. Not like the big billboard when you're leaving. That's, you know, not everything that happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Get yourself STD checked. STD checked.
Seriously?
Yes.
that is awful.
Yeah, it's pretty awful. But I did pick up a kind of a nasty cold while I was there, and trying really hard to get over it. But so I apologize to all listeners who have endured my hacking over the course of the show. If there have been big gaps, it's usually because I'm trying to mute myself. To get the hacking done.
Yes, very good.
That might have been one of them. Anyway, that's the limit of our intelligence for this week.
Clearly.
As always, we will...
I thought of something.
Oh! Okay. As always, we will...
Because you were just about to say it.
Dan... Oh, yes! That's right! Shout out to Warp 11. Not just for letting us use their music, but...
They have a new album out.
A concept album, even.
Yeah. I'm really looking forward to it.
Which kind of frightens me. And I'm very excited as well. I'm looking forward to it. Have you had a chance to download that?
It's on its way. I'm a big fan of actually buying the CD, putting it in my car and listening to it over and over again, and not worry about having to find it on my Droid or iPod or whatever. So
sure.
It's on its way from Amazon.
Nice. Well, I look forward to checking that out. I might have to, I'm a fan of having the hard copy too, but I usually rip it and then I don't know what happens to the CD after that. It goes away somewhere, or I have to find a place to put it. So I've just started downloading. It's the amount of other stuff we have in our apartment. That's
sure.
One less thing to keep track of. So excellent. Everybody go check out Borgasm. is the title of the new album. It is a concept album, which is it's an album that tells a story. For those of you who don't know, it's kind of like a musical, but done in whatever genre music your band so chooses. The Who's Tommy is a concept album, for example. So I am very much looking forward to what kind of Star Trek story Warp 11 has chosen to tell us with Borgasm. I'm assuming it has something to do with the Borg.
Yeah, looking at the tracks, there's Overture at Best of Both Worlds Part 1, It's Time, Abandoned Ship, Into the Cube, Welcome to Our Cube 2.0, and all down the line. So looking forward to it.
Excellent.
Hey, could be thematic for November.
Yeah, that would be cool.
All right, anyway.
All right, in the meantime, I am Sir Rogue.
And I am Sir Dan.
And I will remind you all to expand your power in the universe.
And I'm drawing 124 cards to end.
Huzzah. They are always watching you, but you cannot defend.